When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are playing as Sir Croakington, and we are going deeper into Wackner's Mad. Now we're going down to Floor 7 to see what we can see, fight what we must fight, and solve what we must solve. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 7 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, I'm near the western side, in an alcove that's pointing to the east. That's also in a little bit that tucks in. Alright, making my way to the southwest corner. But suddenly something has interrupted me. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. A sinister being of mist. Mist again. The lower half of his torso, a churning cloud of dark vapours, silently rises out of the floor before you, brandishing a sword of fog. You quickly draw yourself into a battle-ready stance as you prepare to engage the ghostly warrior. This is a mist warrior, and we must now begin combat! Slashing you with this sword of fog, I swing with my very big club of spruce, and it is slain. 13 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear, once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay. Let's make our way to the south. Oh, it's the trap check again. It's the same as the trap checks. Checks in all the other floors, but now the success is 63, because they're slowly getting more difficult. Very slowly. And I mean, maybe if I could probably, if I really wanted to, I could probably almost rise my thievery skills to keep up with it. Okay, what is my thievery skill? My thievery skill, which is currently 78 and can, no, yeah, no, 60, 76. 76, not 78. Yeah, and I've got enough specific experience to level it up again. But that won't help that much, but two won't help. Anyway, pick now. 106 success, 16 XP to thievery. Your well-practiced skill of thievery, combined with your innate sense of danger and a little luck, has just helped you detect and avoid a deadly trap. After carefully marking the snare, so you'll be certain not to trigger it, you once again resume your exploration, now more wary than ever, that each step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. There's another mist warrior, it's just like the others. It's got an axe of fog this time. I think they're just a bit randomised. Another 13 experience. Keep going to the southwest corner. A square of black stone is set into the back wall of this small alcove. Now and again, a stone square trembles slightly. Touch it. Does anything happen? The instant your finger brushes against the black stone square, the barely discernible engraving of a square appears on its rough surface. Can I touch it again? Square, circle, triangle, square. Okay, it's a square now, so it's just what shapes on it changes every time you touch it. Okay, making my way east. Another trap check. And it's another 16 XP to the three. Another Mist Warrior. Another 13 experience divided amongst various things. As combat experience always is. With some exceptions. I mean, if you just blast her with magic, you can get all the experience go to magic. And if you don't have any weaponry skills or sub-skills, it could probably all go to general if you're just bashing it, but that's not gonna. Most players would quickly get the weaponry sub skills because they raise your stats for practically nothing. And occasionally you use them as checks, but not that often. Probably only about maybe a dozen or so in the entire game. Where your weaponry and weaponry sub skills are tested out of combat. In combat, that's the main purpose there. It was because, you know, that's why you learn how to use weaponry so you can fight with them. That's what they're for, weapons. And for looking cool. Okay, there's a lot of question marks to the east, but what could they be? Oh, it's just the moving floors. And then there's a little notch to the southeast. Another square of black stone. Tremble slightly. I've set this to square. Maybe it's supposed to be something else. Alright. Fortunately, the floor moves, but my jewel-studded boots move me out back again. Trap check. 16 XP thievery. A Mist Warrior, quick combat, 13 experience. Okay, there's a question mark on a trap check, 16 experience at thievery. There's a question mark near the southeast corner. What could it be on a little passage or at the end of a little dead end passage near the southeast corner? Another square of black stone. I stretch the engraving to square, maybe. Hopefully at some point in this dungeon I'll have something that tells me what to set it to. Okay. Now I'm making my way north a bit. Over another moving floor. A large stone hand protrudes from the wall in this section of the corridor. The hand's thick fingers are folded back against its upturned palm. As if the stone digits are concealing something. Well, there's no twisted wooden rod. Can you do anything? No. Okay, I can go. I'm in the middle of the eastern side. Passage goes to the east and then turns back most of the way to the west. Just most of the way. Just quite meet up with the passage again. Sort of like a reversed trident shape or something. Anyway, you head east along the passage, suddenly and forcibly repelled by an invisible barrier. What if I wear the cloak of mist? Am I wearing the cloak of mist? Okay, I'm going to put on the cloak of mist. Nope, that doesn't do anything. Back to the Cloak of the Wanderer. Alright, there's something I've got to do first. But first, there's a Mist Warrior in my way. And now there isn't. There's just 13 experience. And a slight cooling sensation as it disperses through the dungeon. Alright, making my way to the northeast, which is pretty much exactly like the southeast, because this dungeon is pretty much symmetrical north to south, passed over one of those moving floors, thanks to my boots. Ooh, our trap check, but I failed it. You unwittingly sprung a sinister trap. Long, jagged tines of blue lightning streak out of the walls, floor and ceiling in this section of the corridor. The deadly energy crackles loudly as it tears into you, singeing your flesh. Oh no. No, not my flesh! I need that! You struggle to stave off the more devastating effects of the deadly lightning, picking a number. Bonus of 30. 20 from body, 10 from spirit, so that's as good as that's going to get. And I got to get 58 or more, or get hurt even more than usual. Pick now. 56 failure. Unable to resist the more devastating effects of the lightning, you sustain the sinister trap's full and deadly whack. 13 stamina points. Well, could have been a lot worse. Like death. But I don't think you're going to do that for random traps, because it'd just be so annoying. Thankful to have survived your encounter with the snare, you vow to remain on guard as you set out to continue your exploration of the ancient maze. Alright, make our way to the northeast corner. Trap check. Success. 16 XP to thievery. Another square of black stone. I've set it to square. I'm setting them all to square until I get something that tells me to do anything different. Another Mist Champion. 13 XP. Alright, making my way west. Over a moving floor. This dungeon is actually really small. Thought there was more east-west distance, but it's only about 5 slots. There's only a 3-slot free space gap between the main 2 main north-south parts. Very, very small but dense, this dungeon. And there's another black stone in a little alcove in the middle of the north side. Set that to square. Is that supposed to do anything? We'll see. I'm just setting them all the same because that might do something. Trap check, 16 XP to thievery. And the northwest corner, touch the square of stone, set something to square. There's another trap check. I sprung it and it's the blue lightning again. And here's the picking the number again, just like it was just about a minute ago. Bonus 30, success 58. 78 success. You managed to resist the deadlier effects of the lightning, but still sustained moderate damage. It turns out that all my slime makes a Faraday cage. Somehow. Three stamina points. Thankful to have survived your encounter with the snare, you vow to remain on your guard as you set out to continue your exploration of the ancient maze. Alright, I've now done a full circuit of this dungeon. Exploration status, fair number of wandering foes remains. Now, maybe there's something. Okay, I'm going to go to the eastern side in the middle and see if setting everything to square has changed anything. Mist Warrior, 13 experience. The stone hand is still clutching something tight, whatever it may be. Nope, forcefully repelled by an invisible barrier. Can't get to the eastern side of the dungeon yet. Alright, what is left? I think this might just be, I'm guessing, because nothing else is really standing out. a missed wire. Oh, wait. We got a triangle in the previous floor. I'm going to set them all to triangles. Circle. Triangle. Just previous floor gave us a triangle, so set all the... I'm setting all the engravings to triangle. I'm not sure if that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, I have, of course, done this floor several times before, but the thing about Swift is it's so big that it doesn't all fit in your brain. So even though you are playing for it the seventh time, I think something like that, there'd still be bits you forget. Touch the square of black scone and setting the middle north one to triangle. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Who knows? But even if it isn't, I'll be getting some random encounters while I'm doing it. Alright, north side is three triangles. There's a missed warrior. That's quick combated for another 13 experience. I mean, it all adds up. Then another one is another 13 experience. Still a fair number of wandering foes remain. Hey, Wacknot, why do you have to put so many wandering foes here? What's up with that? A square, it's now a circle, and it's a triangle. Engraved upon the centre of the stone square is a thin, barely discernible outline of a triangle. There's no dials here, so... And in the middle of the middle square of the south side is now a triangle. Head back west. Over the moving floor. And here we go. Another mist warrior blocks my path, but not for long. And another one. I mean... Yeah, I don't think the mist warriors, like, care that they keep dying. Probably because, you know, they have no emotions at all. Because they're just magical constructs. Alright, and, okay, all of the squares of black stone now have triangles on them. For reasons. Because I just have a notion that might help. Okay, making my way to the middle of the eastern side. Alright, something has changed. A large, open stone hand, its palm turned upward. Upward protrudes from the wall in this section of the corridor. A small, triangular, red stone rests in the middle of the hand's broad palm. The size and shape of the stone reminds you of something. Take the red, triangular stone... I have a triangular red stone. You remove this triangular red stone from the power stone you discovered in the seventh level of Wackner's Mad. The shape and size of this stone reminds you of something. Now, is there a square engraving in the previous floor? Could that be it? Because some of the floors do rely on you going to previous floors. Alright, another missed warrior. Just quick combating that. And east. Nope, still we've got the invisible barrier. The missed champion. Not going to last long. That's another 13 experience. Dwindling number of wandering foes remain now. Okay. I'm going to make my way to the sixth floor. Just to see if there's any place to put that stone, which I forgot to put in the recently used tab. Engrave slab to level 6. Alright, and just west of where I got to level 6. Yeah, a small triangular socket is set into this section of the wall in the corridor. 9 engraved skulls surround the shallow, sharply angled impression. Okay, a particular item may be of use. Oh, I've just got a triangular thing. All right. Now, where is it? I'm looking through it. That's why I'm going to pause while I look for the thing I just got. The triangular wedge stone. That's what I'm looking for. Should have used it so it was on the recently used. Because that just saves a lot of time, especially if you don't exactly remember the name of the item you just got. Because you were too busy talking and not enough time reading. Alright, you remove this small triangular wedge stone from the palm of a stone hand you encountered on the 7th level of Wagner's Mad. The shape and size of the stone reminds you of something. It's this something. Use triangular wedge stone, 256 experience to general. You draw out the small triangular wedge stone and press it into the socket in the wall. A bright red glow momentarily envelops the stone. As the glow fades, you withdraw the stone, surprised to discover that the socket has disappeared. Now wait, did I get another triangle on the previous floor? No, there was nothing in them on the first time. They were just a thing. That just happened to come in handy for now. Alright, let's go east to the other socket. Well, and now the only socket. Use the triangular wedge stone again. 256 experience to general. You draw out the small triangular wedge stone and press it into the socket on the wall. A bright red glow momentarily envelops the stone. As the glow fades, you withdraw the stone. And are surprised, but not that surprised, to discover the socket has disappeared. Alright, that's probably done something. Alright, back to floor 7. Grave slab. 4-7. Alright, to the misty passage that blocks us. Okay, and keep going, making my way east. To the middle of the east, because that's the only place in this floor I haven't been yet. Alright, okay, question marks disappeared on the map, that's a good sign. Go directly east, there's another question mark. There's an inverted pyramid formation, so this is the way down, place your hand in expression. Nope, still things to do. And then I go north and west from there, to where it doubles back. You're at the western end of a wide passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the west wall. Lying on the top of the raised slab is a large copper and iron leg. The weighty metal part looks to be the size of the legs of the mechanical ogres you've encountered elsewhere in the labyrinth. And they were in previous episodes. Take the large metal leg. Despite its considerable bulk, you are surprised to discover the metal leg is merely weightless. With the large leg now in your possession, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth. Alright, let's try the other side. I think that might be all I need to do on this floor. You're standing at the west end of a wide passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the west wall. Lying on top of the raised slab is a large copper and iron leg. The weighty metal part looks to be the size of the legs of the mechanical ogres you've encountered elsewhere in the labyrinth. Well, take it. Don't know why. Presumably I'm seeking the 6 on the way down. Because there'll be two arms, two legs, a head, and a torso. Because that will make those all the big parts you need. But there's the neck and the fingers and stuff, but those are your most body parts are kind of grouped with the rest. Take the large metal leg. Despite its considerable bulk, you're surprised to discover the mechanical leg is nearly weightless. And it's got an encumbrance of 0, which is usually a sign that you should pick something up. Because things you need usually don't have weight, because, well, the game doesn't know how long you'd be carrying them around, because you don't want to use up your have all your valuable encumbrance used up before you even start. How are you going to be able to grind gold? With a large leg now in your possession, you once again set off set off to resume exploration of the labyrinth. Okay, down to the next floor, pretty sure. Place my hand in the impression. Oh, no, still nothing happens. All right, what have I got to do? What is left? Maybe I've got to defeat all these mist warriors. Still a small number of wandering foes remain. I don't think I have to do anything with those symbols on the little squares, so I'm going to leave that. I'm guessing all I have to do is slay all these mist warriors and champions to just keep randomly bumping into me. Just a guess, but there really isn't much else you can do on this floor. Especially now that I've got the thing the hand was hiding. I've got the thing, got the two metal legs. And I've adjusted those symbols to what they're, something that helps. Still a small number of wandering foes remain, just wandering around randomly, looking for mist warriors to fight. Maybe something you could sell in the adventure shop would be a encounter. Be faux flare or something. Whistle of incredible annoyance. You know, if you blow it, it immediately triggers the next random encounter if you're wandering a dungeon. You know, just saves a teeny bit of time. I'm not sure if the code in the games really allows for that. Because if each dungeon was, you know, coded differently, I wouldn't want to mess with that. But if there was some sort of overall function or program or method or algorithm you could just plug that into, then that might be a convenience. That's all, just a convenience. It'll probably only save you a couple of minutes per floor, but I mean, it does add up over 40 floors. And maybe you, where else is this? I mean, save your time doing the Halls of Ruin. If you could just bash your way through the undead goblin guardians that hold the cubes that get you out, and immediately just fight Igamawok straight away when you feel like it, when you're ready. Anyway, and exploration status, still a small number remain. Just wandering around, looking for random encounters, so that I can fight them, and so that they can cease to be. Still a small number remain. Keep going, randomly wandering around, doing the things that I do, and fighting some mist warriors and champions and warriors. Anyhow they're fought, and anyhow they'll die. Very few wandering foes remain, maybe 5. Not quite sure what the numbers are for that. I think they might vary a bit. Miss Champion. Lone wandering foe remains. Okay, one more fight, and then that will be all the Mist Warriors defeated here. And then I think I'll be able to go down to the next floor. Just going east and west near to the edge. West, east, Mist Warrior, quick combat, 13 experience. No wandering foes remain. Place your hand in the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 256 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Well, let's see what it is on floor 8. Okay, I'm right in the middle of this. I can go north, east, south and west. To the south, it then splits off at the east and west to two little squares. And same thing for the north. And to the east and the west. And the east and the west are just long corridors. But there's a question mark in the way to the east and the west and the north. While attempting to move east along the passage, you're forcefully repelled by an invisible barrier. Same for the west. And a short verse has been engraved on the wall in this section of the corridor. Examine the engraved verse. You carefully examine the short cryptic verse engraved on the wall. 8 stalking shadows roam the gloom. Yourself ignite to seal their doom. Alright, so I've got a... So I'm guessing there's going to be 8 functionally undefeatable foes wandering around. And there's something I can do with myself so I can actually fight them. Alright, and at the end, as north as I go straight north, and there's another question mark. Forcibly repelled by an invisible barrier once again. Okay, to the northeast square. A massive cube of stone, each of its 6 sides bearing an engraving of an eye, hovers nearly 3 feet above the floor of this passage. As you draw near, thin tines of blue energy shoot across the surface of the cube. A low, pulsing hum fills the air as the curious block begins to spin rapidly. Approach the spinning stone cube. You're taking only a single step towards the cube when a spinning block of stone soars towards you. The long, jagged arcs of blue energy erupt from the cube's 6 sides as the deadly object closes in. Spinning stone cube, okay, it's green difficulty, so maybe I'm supposed to fight it now. Begin. Yeah, I'm getting... Alright, it's losing 13% of its health with just 16 XP, yeah. This is when I'm supposed to fight it. Looks like I don't have to go to the first and third floors and switch everything to eye so I can fight this. The spinning stone cube unleashes a crackling energy attack. Keep going, and oh, nearly slain, and now it is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. Your final blow shatters the spinning cube into thousands of tiny fragments that scatter across the floor at your feet. From somewhere off in the distance, a deep, rumbling roar reaches your ears. After only a few seconds, the roar fades to silence. Perhaps one of those shadows has just escaped. Okay, and there's question marks on the other 3 sides of the square. Alright, now the one on the north side. Massive cube of stone. Each 6 sides bearing the engraving of a moon hovers nearly 3 feet above the floor of the passage. As you draw near, 3 thin tines of blue energy shoot across the surface of the cube. A low, pulsing hum fills the air as a curious block begins to spin rapidly. Approach the spinning stone cube. You're taking only a single step towards the cube when the spinning block of stone suddenly soars towards you. Long, jagged arcs of blue energy erupt from the cube's 6 sides as the deadly object closes in. Spinning stone cube. The spinning stone cube unleashes a crackling energy attack. The smasher wallops your foe for 11 damage. Alright, bash, 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 bash. It is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. Your final blow shatters the spinning cube into thousands of tiny fragments that scatter across the floor at your feet. From somewhere off in the distance, a deep rumbling roar reaches your ears. After only a few seconds, the roar fades to silence. Okay, now on to the east side.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A massive cube of stone, each of its six sides bearing an engraving of a skull, hovers nearly 3 feet above the floor of the passage. As you draw near, thin tines of blue energy shoot across the surface of the cube. A low, pulsing hum fills the air as the curious block begins to spin rapidly. Approach the spinning stone cube. You take it only a single step towards the cube, when the spinning block of stone suddenly soars towards you. Long, jagged arcs of blue energy erupt from the cube's six sides as the deadly object closes in. Spinning stone cube. Let's fight it. Crackling energy attack. And slain. 6 XP. 64 XP to general. Your final blow shatters the spinning cube into thousands of tiny fragments. I hope none of them are sharp. That scatter across the floor at your feet. From somewhere off in the distance, a deep rumbling roar reaches your ears. To only a few seconds, the roar fades to silence. Okay, and on the southern side, a massive cube of stone, each of its six sides bearing engraving of a shield. Okay. That's not one of the three dial symbols, so this doesn't symbolise anything. Oh, was there shields in that poem? Doesn't matter. As you draw near, thin tines of blue energy shoot across the surface of the cube. Low pulsing hum fills the air as the curious block begins to spin rapidly. Just approach the spinning stone cube. You're taking only a single step towards the cube, when a spinning block of stone suddenly soars towards you. Long, jagged arcs of blue energy erupt from the cube's six sides as the deadly object closes in. Spinning stone cube, begin combat. I go into battle age. I've had enough of cubes. Give me another platonic solid. I want to fight a tetrahedron. I want to fight an octahedron. I want to fight a dodecahedron. I want to fight an isosahedron. I want to fight all the platonic solids. Not just cubes. All the platonic solids. Okay, that's maybe my... That's possibly one of my silliest... One of my silliest battle wage rants that I've done. If you like any of my other ones, tell me about it on the Swift Discord. Yeah, I'd just like to know people who have actually listened to this. If really like it, it would make my day. If I knew people actually listened to it rather than just pity listens. Anyway, it is slain. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. Your final blow shatters a spinning cube into thousands of tiny fragments that scatter across the floor at your feet. From somewhere off in the distance, a deep rumbling roar reaches your ears. After only a few seconds, the roar fades to silence. Alright. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as a writhing mass of shadow peers away from the floor up ahead and swiftly assumes the shape of a large skull. The skull of shadow rapidly swells to nearly twice its original size. That was big enough already! As the sinister creature of gloom attempts to envelop you, it's a stalking shadow of a skull. It's got green difficulty, but let's just see. Begin combat. My weapon is ineffective against this enemy. Okay, now that is pretty much the same thing. Hey, you're not supposed to fight this yet. Or possibly ever. Run away. Seriously. Run away. You cannot beat this. What if I use magic, though? If I use the power of... Destruct. Nivel Energy Blast. It's also got a powerful anti-magic aura. It's even more sign. You're not supposed to fight this. You cannot win. Until you ignite yourself. All you can do is flee and hope it doesn't chase you too far, because unfortunately things in this dungeon don't particularly chase you. Maybe they just have really, really short term memories and they forget about you the instant you're out of sight, something like that. Or, you know, whack, can I program them to fight to do that? Because this puzzle isn't supposed to kill you, it's supposed to test you. So that whoever gets to the bottom of this floor is both mighty and smart. And, I don't know, presumably like someone who's good, but it's kind of hard to test that in a dungeon. Or at least... at least it's hard to test that in a dungeon without doing some really dodgy stuff. And even then, you could just... It wouldn't work if they knew they were being tested. Because then they'll just act good while actually being bad. And pass the test and then get to the bottom. Ha ha! I was actually evil all along! Ha ha ha! I'm going to open this portal even further and summon 1 billion demons to... I don't know. Do something! And... play Dungeons and Dragons with me! That's it? Yeah. I'm really, really obnoxious. So if they, or every time I play with a human, they just leave because I'm really obnoxious. I have serious main character syndrome. Main character syndrome, bad. Oh. And then I said, oh no, I'll be the GM. But then pretty much the entire game just becomes my DMPC does everything and the rest of the guys just follow around and say, now roll the dice to say something nice about the DMPC. Do it! Yeah, I'm really terrible. I could consider being a better person, but that's hard work. I'd rather summon a billion demons. And flee. You won. The spinner's sinister shadow weaves wildly as it expands to envelop you. I've run away. Okay, I'm just going to do this running away from these big shadows until I've ignited myself, whatever that means. You stumble back out of the pall of gloom cast by the massive shadow and flee along the passage. After having taken only a dozen steps, you glance back over your shoulder and relieved to discover there is no longer any sign of the sinister shadow. I'm guessing one way that the labyrinth checks for goodness is that you basically couldn't survive in there without at least having a team to, you know, make the wing, which, I mean, means at least implies you have some allies. Admittedly, they could be bad guys, but I mean, you wouldn't end up with the allies with, you know, creativity and industry and stuff. Because they could be bad, but at least it excludes the random psychopaths with, you know, no social skills at all from getting to the bottom. Of course, it wouldn't stop, say a leader of the Conservative Party from just hiring someone to do it. You stumble back along the pale of gloom cast by the massive shadow and flee along the passage. After having taken only a dozen steps, you glance over your shoulder and are relieved to discover there is no longer any sign of the sinister shadow. Thank you, Wacknar, for programming that big scary skull not to chase me for that long. Alright, now on to the northwest square. It's another cube of stone. This time it's engraved with the six sides bearing engraving of a hammer. It's like the other ones. I'm just going to approach it. You take only a single step towards the cube when a spinning block of stone suddenly soars towards you. Long, jagged arcs of blue energy erupt from the cube's six sides as the deadly object closes in. Alright, just going to quick combat that. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. Stalking shadow of a shield. Just going to run away immediately. And you run like the first time. And on the south shadow is the engraving of a staff. Approach the spinning stone cube. Quick combat. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. I think the more cubes I smash, the more shadows are wandering around. Alright, and this another cube with the energy tines and the engraving of an axe. Approach the spinning stone cube, quick combat. 6 XP, 64 XP to general. And the north side, the engravings on this cube are all of a sword. Approach the spinning stone cube, quick combat. 64 XP to general. Alright, so we got 512 experience just from beating all those cubes up. And that's the general. We got a little bit more for the combat experience. Stalking shadow staff. Alright, just going to check. Yep. It's still invincible. Alright, do a bit of healing to recover from those cube fights. Okay, can I go east? Nope. All right, make my way south. And flee from a stalking shadow of a staff. And south as far as you go, another invisible barrier. Stalking shadow of an eye. Swiftly assumes the shape of an Ajay. The eye of the creature rapidly swells to nearly twice its original size, since the creature's gloom attempts to envelop you. It's still invincible, didn't even have a chance to flee immediately. Okay, and the southeast corner, the western cube, a wide square of white stone is set into the middle of the floor in this section of the Great Maze Passage. Emblazoned upon the white square is a black, jagged silhouette of an eye. Suddenly, 64 XP to general. A tall column of flame shoots up around you, nearly touching the ceiling several feet above your head. Despite the ferocity of the blaze, the fire emits no heat. As the strange flames swiftly recede into the floor, you wonder what their brief, startling appearance might signify. Alright, trap check. Now it's 64 you need to roll, but I passed it anyway. 16 XP to Theory. North side, a wide square of white stone is set into the middle of the floor in this section of the maze passage. Emblazoned upon the white square is a black, jagged silhouette of the moon. Suddenly, 64 XP to general. I'm guessing I unlock this by fighting the moon cube. A tall column of flame shoots up around you, nearly touching the ceiling several feet above your head. Even more so for Sir Crokington. Despite the ferocity of the blaze, the fire emits no heat. As the strange flames swiftly recede into the floor, you wonder what their brief, startling appearance might signify. Well, this looks like it's me igniting myself. A wide square of white stone is set into the middle of the floor in this section of the maze passage. Emblazoned upon the white square is the black, jagged silhouette of a skull. Suddenly, 64 XP to general. A tall column of flame shoots up around you, nearly touching the ceiling several feet above your head. Despite the ferocity of the blaze, the fire emits no heat. As the strange flames swiftly recede into the floor, you wonder what that brief, startling experience might signify. Alright, and going on the southern side. Alright, so it's another square. Jagged silhouette of a shield. Flames shoot up. 64 XP to general. No heat. As the strange flames swiftly recede into the floor, you wonder what that brief starting appearance might signify. Alright, another trap check. 64 to pass. 149 was a success. As great a success as you could possibly have. I didn't just notice this trap. I noticed it from halfway across the dungeon. And I didn't just mark where the trap was. I marked it in luminous ink. So no one will pass it. Not even the Not even the shadow creatures. Which I just wouldn't mind if they did. It wouldn't do anything against them because they're invincible. But still, just it might annoy them slightly if they're even capable of being annoyed. They're probably not, because they're just magical constructs. They were just designed to ultimately be defeated once you pass the puzzle. Which is this igniting I'm just doing. Okay. Now to the southwest side. Another square. This one with the hammer. 64 XP to general. The flames shoot up. I move on. Okay, now the south side. Black jagged silhouette of a staff. The flames shoot up. 64 XP to general. I'm just rushing these over. Trap check. 16 XP to Thievery. It all adds up. Alright. Step on the white stone. Jagged silhouette of an axe. Suddenly, 64 XP to general. The flames shoot up. And on the north side, jagged silhouette of a sword. Suddenly, 64 XP to general. Flames shoot up. The spit, I'm rushing through those because they're very similar. Trap Jack. Suddenly, you've unwittingly sprung a sinister trap. I failed it with 60. If this had been the first floor, I'd have passed it. Because that's what happens when the traps get slightly more difficult. You fail them slightly more often. Just slightly. I mean, you still pass most of them. But it's slightly more. Especially considering how many of these traps there are. Without warning, a thick greenish mist swiftly and silently fills the corridor. An intense wave of pain surges through you as the deadly noxious gas seeps down into your lungs. Not my lungs, I need them for breathing! I'm blowing out birthday candles! And maybe other things. But mainly the breathing. That's the most important thing. I need my lungs for breathing. You struggle to stave off the more devastating effects of the deadly gas cloud. Picking a number. Bonus of 30. 20 to body, 10 to spirit. And its success is now 59. Because these traps don't just get more likely to hurt you. The harder to fully sustain, even if you when you do trigger them, because they're just the deeper you go, the more deadly it becomes. That's just the rules of Wackner's Mad. Pick now. 39. Failure. Unable to resist the more devastating effects of the noxious cloud, you sustain the sinister trap's full and deadly wrath. 10 downward. 10 stamina points lost. Thankful to survive the encounter with the snare, you vow to remain your guard as you set out to continue exploration of the ancient maze. Okay, now I think all that's left is to fight these. Shadow creatures. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as a writhing mass of shadow peels away from the wall up ahead and swiftly assumes the shape of a large axe. The axe of shadow rapidly swells to twice its original size as a sinister creature of gloom attempts to envelop you. Pale, ghostly flames, which emit no heat and only very little light, suddenly surround your hands as you move to engage the shadow. Alright, looks like I've ignited myself. So now I can cast it to its doom, stalking shadow of an axe. You're going down. And I might have already won for you. I wasn't paying that much attention. Yeah, now I can do damage. Just didn't even have that much health. It was just invincible. Because I guess when you're invincible, you don't really think about how much health you have. Because it doesn't matter. It never goes down. So you don't increase your health. You go, why did I do that? I'm invincible. And then you suddenly become not invincible. And you realise, oh, I should have given myself more health. Oh, well. Smasher wallops it. And it is slain. 5 XP. 256 experience to general. Woo! That's a lot for a semi-random encounter. In the wake of your victory, you spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight against the sinister shadow creature. After checking over your equipment, you make certain and making certain no other enemies are lurking nearby. You once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth's 8th level. Alright, can I go east? Nope, not yet. Can I go south? Nope, I can't go as south as possible. Nope, just going to wander up and down. Alright. This is a stalking shadow of a staff. I'm just... The flames emerge. Just going to fight this fairly quickly. Doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doo. It is slain. 5 XP, 64 XP to general. In the wake of your victory, you spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight against a sinister shadow creature. After checking over your equipment and making certain no other enemies lurk nearby. Well, they do, just not very near. You once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth's 8th level. Alright, I'm just going to keep going around these squares at the top. Fair number of wandering foes remain, and I think I know who they are. Alright, wandering around. Stalking Shadow of a Shield. Trying to do a very unshieldy thing and try to kill people. The sinister shadow weaves wildly as it expands to envelop you. Of course, you can kill people with a shield, but, you know, if you bash them with the boss. But if you have a shield, you probably have a weapon handy, and that's better at that. Because, you know, weapons, they're designed for that. That's their point. For, you know, hurting people. That's their point. I mean, if it was designed to, you know, not have people not be hurt, it'd be a shield or some sort of armour. As it expands to envelop you, of course, some things can do both. Like a spiked gauntlet. And it is slain. Another 5 XP, 256 experience to general. In the wake of your victory, you spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight against a sinister shadow creature. After checking over your equipment and making certain no other enemies are lurking nearby, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth's 8th level. Alright, just wandering around, finding some shadows to fight. Wandering up and down and in a circle. A tiny circle in the northeast corner of Wrackham's Mad. That is where I'm wandering till I bump into something else. And now I'm going over to wander around the northwest corner. Still a fair number of wandering foes remain. Still a fair number of wandering foes remain for me to bash with my sudden glowy hands. Bash, bash, bash. Okay, another shadow has turned up. Stalking shadow of an eye. Bash the stalking eye. The stalking shadow of an eye. So it can stalk me no longer and I can go deeper in the mad. Bash, bash, bash. The stalking shadow of an eye. So I can go even deeper in the mad, mad, mad. So I can go even deeper in the mad. Alright, past that, 5 XP, 256 experience to general. In the wake of your victory, you spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight against the sinister shadow creature. After checking over your equipment and making certain no other enemies are lurking nearby, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth's 8th level. Alright, just wandering around, looking for some shadows to fight. Looking for some shadows to fight so I can get XP and all that stuff. And all that stuff. But mostly so I can go deeper in the mad, mad, mad. Mostly so I can go deeper in the mad. Alright, Stalking Shadow of the Cube. You know what? I'm so angry I'm going to quick combat you. It is slain. 5 XP, 256 experience to general. And now I wander off to look for the next one. Dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Stalking Shadow of a Skull. Quick combat. I go into a battle wage along the way. 5 XP, 256 to general. Small number of wandering foes remain now. How many is it? I don't remember. I wasn't keeping count. Keep wandering around. We've already passed an hour, so once we get to the next floor, we're gonna stop for now. Stalking Shadow of the Moon. Quick combat. 5 XP, 256 to general. One remains. Shouldn't take that long to find. wherever it may be. Stalking Shadow of a Hammer. Quick combat. 5 XP. 256 to general. No wandering foes remain. Can I go east from the start now? Forcefully repelled by invisible barrier. Forcefully repelled by invisible barrier. Alright, and south from the start. You're standing in a small alcove on the far southern end of a long broad passage. A stone lever protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. The lever is currently thrown to the right. Well, okay, move it to the left. With only minimal effort, you move the stone lever all the way to the left. Far off in the distance, somewhere to the north, you suddenly hear what sounds like a faint crackle of energy. Oh, that's probably a barrier going down. Yep, it is. I can go east from the start now. Trap check. 16 XP to thievery. You're standing at the eastern end of a long passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the east wall. Standing on the top of a raised slab is a large copper and iron torso. The weighty mechanical part looks to be the size of the torsos, the mechanical ogres you've encountered elsewhere in the labyrinth, and it's thus much, much bigger than Sir Croakington, but she can just still take it because she can. Despite its considerable bulk, you're surprised to discover the weighty metal torso is nearly weightless. With the large torso now in your possession, somehow, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth. Alright. Let's go west. I think we'll find a head there. Keep going, keep going. Trap check. 16 XP to thievery. Take the large metal head. You're standing at the western end of the long passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the west wall. Lying atop the raised slab is a large copper and iron head. The weighty metal part looks to be the size of the heads of the mechanical ogres you encountered elsewhere. Blavix, take the large metal head. Despite its considerable bulk, you discover the metal head is nearly weightless. Now we've just got to go have something to do with these six I seeked on the way down. This large metal head, made of copper and iron, appears to be the same size as the legs you've seen attached. Same size as the heads you've seen attached to the mechanical ogres that wander the labyrinth. This particular head has low markings and looks like little more than a large metal block. Despite its size, the head is almost weightless. With the large head now in your possession, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth. Alright, now to explore the south side. South as you can go. To unlock the way further down. No, wait. I've already done the south side. The north side is what I want. Yep, another inverted pyramid formation, which means it's the way down. Place my hand in impression. You place your hand onto the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skull. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 256 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wagner's Palace Labyrinth has just been unlocked. So I step on the slab, I go down, and then I go up, and well, that's me done with Wagner's Mad. Next episode we will go even deeper, but until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.